Praise be to Allah, the God of the Father, the character, the sustainer of all the world. Seek Him for assistance, we seek Him for forgiveness. We put our complete trust in Him. I bear witness that nothing is earth worship except the one Lord created. There is nothing like Him. And I bear witness that the combat between the Quran was revealed is His servant. And his messenger. All Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah most high and glorified, says to the full Quran in the deep and the Quran, the majestic Quran. آمين تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم ما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إلا بالحق وأجل مسمى The revelation, the book of revelation is from Allah, the mightiest, the wisest. He did not create the heavens and the earth and whatever there is between them except in truth and for an appointed time and for an appointed time. وَيَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ Whoever puts his complete trust in Allah, believes in Allah, and his deeds are righteous, he does righteous deeds, Allah shall remove from him sayyi'atihi, his faults, his sins, and shall enter him into paradise, beneath which rivers flow, abiding therein eternally. That is the great reward. Praise be to Allah, the one Lord, the Creator, who has no son, no daughter, no relationship, but He is one alone, laysa kamithlihi shay. There is absolutely nothing like Him. Allah Most High revealed His Quran to Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a time when the world was in darkness, when the world had lost its way and was in ignorance and sin and corruption. The Arabian Peninsula, where there is now Muslims making Umrah at this very time, in the sacred precincts. However, in the time of our Prophet, peace and blessings be on him, that sacred precinct had become defiled because of ignorance, because of the prevalence of ignorance, the dominance of ignorance. The age, as you know, Muslims know, is called for the Muslims as Jahiliyyah, the ignorant age. They had lost the knowledge and respect for the sacred precincts, and the idolaters were circling the Kaaba, but in the wrong way, with the wrong object in mind. They were worshiping false gods, and the strong had taken over the precincts, that is, the wealthy, the more wealthy. And they had a penalty for the poor, poor persons who could not come there and do business and spend their money. They had to make their circles around the Kaaba in the noon as a penalty. Praise be to Allah, who always come to the rescue of His creatures when there is any single one of them worthy. And Prophet Muhammad, who lived most upright life before prophethood, in that situation, in that environment, was that worthy one. And through him, through his excellence, because of his excellence, because of his purity, because of his excellence, God gave again, as it was His will, the guidance to correct the ignorance, to remove the ignorance and correct the mistake, correct the wrong that was being done. And again, the house of God, the faith, and Awan, the first house built in the worship of God in Mecca, was restored to its proper respect. The house was cleaned out of the false gods, false idols, and it was Prophet Muhammad who led the restoration of the house and cleaned it of its false worship. And then, as we know, in time, the light of learning rose from that precinct and spread from that point to Africa, to Iran, and even into Europe. We have many books written by fine scholars in this religion, from across the water, and some here in the United States, England, different places, and they tell us of the great contribution to science from Muslims like Averroes and Avicenna, as they call it in English, the great pioneers. Before the dawning of Islam, and understand that the dawning of our Islam was impossible without the Quran. The dawning of our Islam is actually the Quran. The Quran. Prophet Muhammad came with the light, and the light is the Quran. Allah sent the light down. The light is the Quran. The Quran that we read. And Allah gave us Prophet Muhammad as an example of the light, as an example of how the light is to be lived by human beings in the world. And Prophet Muhammad has said that he leads us to authority, keep me on him, to authority, and as long as we keep these, we will not go wrong. They are the Quran and his Sunnah. The Quran and the religion, the Quran as he lived it. His wife, Aisha, radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her. She said of Prophet Muhammad, she said, if you would know what it was his life, say he lived the Quran. He lived the Quran. Praise be to Allah. So dear beloved Muslims, the sacred precincts there represent an environment, an assembly of what Allah created and the order that he protects, that he himself protects. Allah has created our life, and he wants our life in the right state. And he has preserved for us, with the guidance, and with Muhammad, with the Prophet, and with the wisdom, that's in the symbol, he has preserved for us what is the honor that he wants in the human being. We should remember to keep to the Quran, keep to the Sunnah of Muhammad, keep to the purity of this religion. I believe it is a sign that Allah has brought a community of people who were farthest from the essence of Quran, farthest from the pure teachings of Quran, and the pure example of the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad. People who were following Christians from the religion of Islam. Allah has brought those people by his grace. He has brought those people now to the Sunnah of the Prophet. Now who would dislike that? But the devil. Allah has now brought those people to the Sunnah of the Prophet. And they are preaching the religion as it is preached by the best Muslims in Saudi Arabia, in Egypt, in Pakistan, in all the precious centers of the Al-Islam on this earth. Again, I say, who would not appreciate that but the devil? This is a great blessing in America that Allah has brought a people who are farther from the religion than Christians. Than Jews, but were calling themselves Muslims and had the Quran in their hands. But were calling Elijah Muhammad the prophet of the Quran, the Muhammad of the Quran. And were calling a man named Salah, calling him Allah. And were turning toward the sun, not the temple, were turning toward the sun in prayer. And was preaching that there is nothing after death. This life is all of it. And was preaching that every white man is born devil by nature. He created devil. Those people now within few years, just a few years, has turned now to the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad and is preaching the religion in the right way. And they have faith. The old ones, the old women, the old men that was there with this man who taught that. My father, may God forgive him, said, because he did many great works too. He was a victim. He was not the inventor of his faith. He was a victim. Now those people, we call them the pioneers, because they started out long time ago. Though not knowing the right way, believing, they started out believing, and they tried their best to be with them. And now, not only their hearts are right, but their vision is right. And we have them numbering in thousands. Detroit, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Atlanta, California. And they're still coming faithfully to the cause of Islam. That's a miracle. That's like a miracle. We don't have examples like that often in history. Hard to find an example like that, where people have been so far from the way and so devoted to a one kind of worship, so faithful to a wrong way, and then someone comes and says, this is wrong, this is right, and they just turn good and leave their old bad way or their wrong way and follow the right way. We have joined Muslims of Pakistan, the Muslims of Saudi Arabia, the Muslims of Africa, Asia, Europe, and America. We have joined the Muslims. We are the same. We are the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad. If anyone is like that, he must be a devil. That's if he calls himself a Muslim. No one that calls himself a Muslim can dislike that. No. He must be happy about that. If he's not happy about that, his heart is poisoned. Yes. So brothers, don't be ignorant. Celebrate. Be happy. This is the greatest thing that has happened in Islam for a long, long, long time. Yes. We know that religion has reached into many corners of the world and brought people. But who was saying that they were Muslims and so far astray like we were? And so uninformed, so misinformed like we were. We are not scholars. We come from poor people. Our parents were poor. We are not the rich class. Our parents were poor. We are not the learned people. Our parents were ignorant. My father only had 3 years of grade school. He wasn't educated at all. He barely could read. He learned how to read by struggling with books and with papers. That's how he learned to read. So we should be very happy. We must understand that this religion is a religion that requires us sincerity. Sincerity. It requires of us faith. This is the religion of the faithful. This is the religion of the sincere. No matter how much we learn, now some learned people in this religion, they can write volumes of books, volumes of scholarly works. But if they do not believe in the Bible, they are not real Muslims. They are not believers. What is the Bible? Believe without all my proof. Believe without all my scientific proof. Believe without all my rational support. Believe on the strength of faith in God. If they do not believe in the light, all that counts for nothing. Understand how often Allah says, Ya ayyuha al-Muslim in the Quran. Ya ayyuha al-Muslimun in the Quran. And then we call how many times Allah says in Quran, yeah, I do have praise be to Allah. Dear beloved Muslims, we pray Allah's blessings on His Prophet Muhammad and on his descendants, on his companions, on the righteous, all, and on us here in America and throughout the world. And we pray Allah that He grant us the blessings that we need in this month of Ramadan. Give us most blessed Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Kareem, and give us a great Eid with high, pure spirits of the Muslim, of Islam. Amen. Dear beloved Muslims, Allah Most High says in the Quran, that in the animal you find blood flowing and track for blood, track for excretion. Track for the blood, and we think of the blood as being the life of the animal, of the being, of the biological being. The track of blood, blood track, and also track for excretion are wings. And in the midst of that is also the milk. Milk. The blood, neither the blood nor the milk nor the waste contaminates milk. These things don't mix. The blood and the waste, they're not mixing. The milk and the blood, they're not mixing. These three are not mixing. They're not contaminating each other. They're not affecting each other. They're systems of law. Dear beloved Muslims, look at our society. Prophet Muhammad has told us that we in the Quran tells us that believers are supposed to feel for the believer. Not for the disbeliever. Against the believer. He's supposed to feel for the believer. His heart should go out to the believer. He should love the company of the believer. He should prefer the company of the believer to the disbeliever. And he should be, as the Quran says, he should be gentle with believers and rigid with disbelievers. See how wonderful Allah instructs us. How wonderful He instructs us. When we consider the life that we have in the world without conforming strictly to the guidance of God, the Quran, and the Sunnah of Muhammad. So we consider that life, we see it gets most, it may go nicely for a while, but whenever it lights, it goes haywire. It comes all apart and undo all of its wisdom. all this good work. I remember when I was a child.
In America.
I remember that little boy, our little boy, telling each other, God will thank you there. Oh, God will thank you there for that. I remember the fear of God being in the little children. I was a little child. And I remember the fear of God being in the little children. Christian children, I don't Now, just 30 years later, I find the little children have no fear of God. The average child has no fear of God. Especially in the big cities, like Chicago. The average child has no fear of God. The average parent shows no fear of God in their conduct, in their daily life, the way they live. I remember the culture being protected. I remember them being careful not to allow certain cultural influences to come and dominate in the culture. People would get on the radio and they would talk about some cultural innovation that had come in, or filthy tune or something, and they would criticize and let the public know that that's not our accepted standard. That's when I was a young man. But now, those people are so few, we don't even hear their voices. They are so overpowered by so many that don't give a care that we can't hardly hear their voices. So this is the mixing of the dog and the blood and the milk. The milk of good morals, of good behavior, is now mixed with the dog, with the ways, with the creature. And the social life is all mixed up. Social life confused. Moral life confused. The kindness, the social kindness that you expect is gone. The ethics are thrown out the window. And all of this is confused. How can that be God's way? I agree with Kuhn to this extent. To this extent, we are the devil. This country, I mean, this way of life is the big thing. That's not God's way. God didn't create the animal to be that. The animal has a sense of some kind of discipline in his mind. I've seen my dog. I have a dog in Chicago. And my dog, when that dog gets dirty, he's uncomfortable with the dirt. He wants to rub against the stone on the wall or rub against my fence and get the dirt off of him. He will rub in the grass. He'll turn over in the grass to clean himself. He's shoveling what he needs to smell. Look, his life, his hand is hot. He's a dog. The water gets dirty. The water gets dirty. He won't drink it. He's thirsty. I pour the water out. Put clean water in, he drinks it. And in him, his blood is discipline. Sidetrack. And it's not mixing with his excretion. You see? So, there's no way to justify this play life that we have. This life that we do as we like. So, that's okay. Well, it's just a season. It's just a time. We're in this time. We're in this mood. It's going to change. Muslims shouldn't wait for the change. As soon as we detect it, we start fighting it. We don't accept that. We don't accept the world to take us into seasons of God consciousness, seasons of Taqwa, and take us out of the season of Taqwa and put us into the season of perversion, the season of permissiveness. Well, we don't accept that. Muslims have to follow the Quran. And this is very important for us. We must live in the context of our book. We don't live in the world. We're in the world, but we're not in the world. We in the context of our book. And we have Prophet Muhammad, a human model like ourselves, as our leader. That's what saves us. That's what saves us. Nothing else can save us. If we forget to live in the context of our holy book and to follow the moral human being, because you can be in the context of the book, but if you don't have a moral human being that God says a bashar on just like you, He's hunting weeds like you, just like you. He couldn't float and swing it up off the air and fly. And he was not an angel. He couldn't transform himself in light and just disappear. He could do no magic like that. Yeah. As long as you accept that, then you're saved. But if you can be in the Quran, but if you don't know the reality of the human life, that God knows that this that you look upon as despicable. Some slaves, some hermits, they would look at the mortal body as despicable. Ah, it's sinful. Cross body. But along the way, that's the body that he chose. He made it. The devil didn't make it. He made that body and made it in the most excellent mold. And gave it its design. And awesome. And he made excellent its design. Yes. Bring people along. If we don't go to that,